We know that fundraising for charities is an ongoing concern and lots of great causes out there. One of those that's looking for, well, looking for some help at the moment is the Hunter Breast Cancer Foundation. And from the Board of Directors, Michelle Faithful. Good morning, Michelle. You've got a very interesting trek coming up. And those that are getting involved can do, get a bit of exercise and support your foundation as well. Firstly, whereabouts is this trek taking place?
This trek is taking place on the El Camino Trail in Spain. So it's a very long trail that people often take up to a couple of months to do, but we are only doing 5 days on this particular trail. It's a well-known religious pilgrimage track from way back in the good old days. But, I mean, it's something that a lot of people from all around the world, it's pretty much on their bucket list, so it's definitely been on mine.
Oh, it all sounds very lovely. So you can support Hunter Breast Cancer Foundation and you can get fit as well and take in the sights of Spain. Sold.
Definitely.
You've sold it for you. So what specifically will these funds go towards if we get involved and take the trek on when they flow back to the Hunter Breast Cancer Foundation?
Okay, so the Hunter Breast Cancer Foundation is a local charity supporting local people. So we're a little bit of a unique breast cancer charity which provides supported care services to people living with breast cancer in the region. And that includes transport to and from appointments, home care, lawn care. There's a whole range of services that we provide that's, it really looks after the everyday, I guess, mundane tasks, so people are able to focus more on what's going on in their lives at the time.
Yeah, we kind of forget about those day-to-day living things, don't we? I mean, when you're really, really unwell, and particularly with something that is really setting you back a bit, those day-to-day things become so important. So that's great that that's all happening. If we're wanting to get involved and find a bit more information about the walk, where can we head now, Michelle?
You can head to the Hunter Breast Cancer Foundation website. If you Google that, we pretty much come up top. But we're Hunter Breast Cancer Foundation, based in Newcastle. And we also have a Facebook page and the event. There's lots of details on the event about that. And Inspired Adventures are the actual travel company that are helping us run the event. So they also have a link to the information pack on their website as well.
And you were telling me off-air before we started that you've got a bit of interest so far. So the trip is definitely going ahead. How far away is that? When's it slated in for?
So 2nd of September we leave, and it's a 10-day trek overall, so from the 2nd to the 11th. So it's fairly doable for most people with families and what have you, and it obviously falls over a weekend. So $3,500 per participant needs to be raised for the foundation as part of the trek. So there's a little bit of fundraising involved, but there's lots of support around that, particularly from Inspired Adventures and also from myself. I'm actually leading the trek, so we've got a local group going, and we're all supporting each other in terms of what they're doing for fundraising activities and so forth. So, yeah, it's going very well.
Sounds like you've got just a little bit of time, Michelle, to get your fitness gear in order, get your camera ready, and enjoy those sights of Spain.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. I hope we can get a few more on board.
Sounds like a great trip. Good luck with it, Michelle, and you have to let us know how it all pans out on the other side. From the Hunter Breast Cancer Foundation, one of the board of directors there, it's Michelle Faithful, and the Camino Trail Walk.